Blog Talk Radio.
Think I can fly. Think I can fly when I'm with you. My arms are wide, catching fire as the wind blows. I'm a bad, I'm rich enough for pride. I see a billion dollars in your eyes. Even if we're strangers till we die.
Wednesday, fall in here, co-hosted by none other than Crazy Eddie Killer. How you doing today?
I'm fucking amazing, man. What a fucking beautiful 420. It's gorgeous out, man. The march was awesome. How are you, Fallen?
I could be a little bit better, but, you know, just living life.
You know, I had to stop at the liquor store to get me some Jaeger and some nice little vodka here. I'm going to get a little drunk tonight while playing Blue Liners team, probably.
Well, you guys better win. If I pay you $50, will you try your heart out?
You pay me $50, I'll try my heart out, even though we're going to try my heart out anyways.
Anyways, so it's just us two on the radio today. Blaze had a little... He has a little situation on his hands. Broken phone is one of them.
He's having a little technical difficulties.
Yeah, so he's not going to be on air with us. As for the other host or co-host, no clue where he is right now. So, again, it's just us two. Just like the way it was at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
We had no problems.
No.
Anyways, let's start off in the AHL. We got some scores to go over from Monday, Tuesday. There was a rescheduled game from last week made up this week. I can't remember exactly what day it was played on. I believe
it was
Tuesday.
Yes, because Blaze.
Okay.
It was Blaze with the reschedule, and they played the back-to-back.
Yeah, so let's start off with Monday here. We got game one. We got the Beliebers taking on the Skating Dead. So that is Gru taking on Donnywood. And this is how the series went. Game one, the Beliebers took it 4-1. Game two, Skating Dead took it 6-1. And then game three, Skating Dead took it 4-2. Skating Dead winning the series 2-1. Yeti, what are your thoughts on the series?
First off, this series had a little issue. I know that. There were some waivers issues going on with this series. That was happening in game three. I know Gru ended up having to play with five guys, and they managed to come up with the win here, it looks like. Not surprised by the outcome of it. I kind of expected and was hoping for the Skating Dead to come in here and actually come up with a series win, and they did. But it was close. They almost didn't with the whole waiver situation.
Yeah. Big shout-out to your team.
And while we're talking about this, one thing I want to stress to you captains, if you've been assigned a waiver, you're supposed to use that waiver. You cannot refuse a waiver no matter what. It don't matter if you have animosity with each other. You guys just fucking hate each other. Put them on mute.
Now,
play the game.
Is this a rule still? If the waiver – if you ask for the waiver and you have your six – like you have a full team, like – all the guys in your roster.
You the waiver still has to play at least. Yeah, the waiver still has to play at least one game during that series. I used to prefer putting them in the game one. I know some captains used to prefer putting them in game three. So it's a rule that is out there, so we could get these waivers and games in, so they're not just sitting there twiddling their thumbs and then disappointed not playing and eventually leave the league. That's not our goal this year. We want to try to get everyone to have some fun and have some puck time. And,
we want to rebuild this league.
Yes.
Anyways, going into more about this game, I'm looking at game two, the 6-1 win. I want to give a shout-out to BCO25.
6 mean?
Yeah, 6 points. He had a point on every single goal that Gru's team scored. He had 3 goals, 3 assists. Well, he also went 71% in face-offs.
Yeah, that's just like pure domination right there.
Yeah. Well, especially on the defensive side, too, with it looks like he had Hollywood Bob and Joker playing either. Squint only faced 10 shots against in that one game.
Huh.
Now, going on to the other side there, Quantum Tech faced 22 shots that game.
Yeah, so there was a little bit of defensive issue going on there, it looked like.
Yeah, their defense was obviously Donnywood and Furbeach. And let me point this out here. You know you have a problem when... Oh, never mind. I was looking at the wrong stats. I was going to say, you have a problem when your defenseman has more shots than your forwards do. But
yeah.
I realized I'm looking at the penalty minutes. Donnywood had 7 penalty minutes. In the one game.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited. I'm surprised with this next series that we'll talk about soon here.
Let's get into it right now then, if you're excited, because I know I am.
Big shout out to fucking this game one, the offense, the lineup here. Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm not
so
going to.
Let's go over the scores first, and then we'll go over it.
Yeah.
It's just, wow. This is like nothing you've ever expected. This is like pure domination. I'm sorry. The guys might
let me,
He's my Philly captain, but like, jeez.
The actual score, just so you know, there is a little error here. I think Blaze didn't put his stats in or had an extension, but this total, the score, they did score two goals, not none. Just so when you do the score.
In which game?
Game one.
And then the other ones were, that's the exact score?
Blaze sent me a message with the scores here. Give me a second, or I could, you know what? I'll go over the stats here. So if you want to go over, just do the recap of the game.
I only know the scores I see right here. I don't know nothing like you do.
I know they scored in all their games. Like there was a goal at least in.
Okay, can we just? Let's just...
Okay, so game one was 14-2. Game two was 9-3, and I'm going to game three stats right now.
Well, you're looking at game three stats. I'm just gonna look at game one stats. Holy shit!
Yeah, all I gotta say, it was a dangle show. And then game three was 6-1.
I just want to give a big shout out to these three players right here. Dangles HD, who had a 10-point game. Not night, game. He had 7 goals, 3 assists. Meth, who's a goalie, had 4 goals, 5 assists, 9 points. And then everyone's boy, Young Christian, 3 goals, 6 assists, 9 points.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I think that's the highest scoring game we've seen all season in the NHL and the AHL.
Yeah, I would say.
What the hell happened here? That's what I want to know.
14.
Holy crap.
The total, okay, so Dangles at the end of the night had 20 points in the series alone.
Holy shit. Shout out to Dangles. Fuck.
Game one, I see Young Christian had 9. Game two, he had 7. I'm going to pull up game three here. And I think it says he had 4 there, but let me double check. No, Young Christian had another 5 points. So Young Christian actually ended up leading that series with points. So shout out to Dangles, Young Christian. Wow. That's all I got to say is wow. Sorry, Blazers team. But it looks like Zebra was able to run as an assistant captain, I guess, maybe for this series, it looked like, and they were able to pull out the win.
Yeah. Well, good job to them.
Mind you, though,
their captain.
I was going to say, mind you, look up the Discord difference between now and with their captain, without their captain. So I'm pretty sure their captain might be holding them back. And
their captain is definitely holding them back. For
yeah,
sure.
If you look at this, if you look at the scorecard, yeah, their captain is definitely holding them back.
Okay, so we only had 2 series on Monday, so let's go into Tuesday. We'll talk about the same teams. Jason Blaze and Marine Mike made up a rescheduled game from last week on Tuesday. So we're going to get into that because Marine Mike just sent us the scores. Game one, Mike's team took it 8-2. Game two, Mike's team took it 6-2. And game three, Mike's team took it 6-3, completing another series sweep against Blaze. Back-to-back sweeps. What the hell is going on with Blaze's team over there?
I'm pretty sure there were some issues. Waiver issues. He needed to use some waivers.
I think that is true. I think he was missing Zelo and someone else.
Yeah, with two of his top players he was missing, and it showed in these two series.
Well, didn't they? I swear they played the first series on Monday, didn't they?
Yes. So Sorry.
So how the hell, if they had their two top guys and they lost that bad, how the hell do they kind of not lose as
bad?
Oh,
wait. Let me double check. It doesn't tell me who was actually playing on Monday, because Blaze doesn't have his stats in.
It's kind of hard to do ratio of those stats. Blaze should know that.
In all his credit, though, I'm pretty sure he had an extension.
Yeah, he probably did. Let's move on to the next series we have. We had Drew and the Skating Dead taking on the Puppy Monkey Babies, which is Airborne Infantry. And so this is how the series went. Game one, the Puppy Monkey Babies took it 3-1. Game two, there's no score. So I don't know if you guys forgot to push that through. But game three, the Skating Dead took it 4-3. So I don't know who won the series because the game two stats aren't, or scores aren't in.
Yeah. Wow. The Puppy Monkeys won a game.
Do you know who won the second game?
I do not know, actually.
Do you have access to the push stats roof? The stats are in?
No, I don't have it. No, okay. Big Blaze is up.
But, yeah, shout out to the Puppy Monkey Babies actually taking one game from the best team, or one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
It's a big accomplishment. Something to be proud of.
Yeah, I was about to say. Oh, they won game 2-3-2. So the Puppy Monkeys won this. Puppy Monkeys won this series.
Wow.
They had. I know. Amazing. He was their waiver, and he's just telling me the score for game two was 3-2.
Taking a look at stats here. Low shooting game. Squint for Gru only faced 10 shots, allowed in 3 goals. And Lorenzo faced 12 shots and only let in 1 goal. So very defensive game here.
Yeah, sorry, I was laughing at some comments made. I'm sorry here. Sorry, I had a burp there. McDonald's is starting to come back. we're talking about the protein farts and the,
We're still talking about Gru and Airborne.
Grew. No, I don't want to talk about them anymore, though. but yeah, it looks like there was like both teams needed waivers. We said Lorenzo was in net for Grew's team.
No, he was in net for Airborne.
Oh. So he had two waivers then that night.
Yeah. Maybe that was the key fact.
Yeah, maybe it was. I don't know what happened with his goalie. Maybe his goalie didn't show up. But, yeah.
Okay. So, we'll move on to the next series, which is the last series we have to do results for. It is the Protein Farts taking on the Believers. So, Donnie Wood versus Homebrews. And this is another series one. Game one, the Believers took it 5-3. Game two, the Protein Farts took it 8-1. And game three, the Protein Fart completing the series win with a 5-1 victory. What are your thoughts on this series, Yeti?
You know what? You got the Protein Farts, one of the top teams in the league, and this is just what I expected from them. They come in here, get their work done, and come out with a series win.
Did you ever expect that 8-1 win?
I expected it to be a close close games, like more defensively and lower scores. But
poor Quantum Tech, man. 19 shots against, 8 goals against. It seems like he had no defense.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got the offense of Benson. I think it was Benson, Hubs, and Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear.
Homebrew did not play in this series or this game, in game 2.
Yeah.
I don't know why Homebrew didn't play, but the line in his lineup.
He might have just, decided to set someone to get them a chance to play, or maybe he was stuck at work, or maybe.
Well, his lineup was Benson, Hubs, Drop, Teddy Bear, and Shablack. Benson had 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points. Teddy Bear had 4 goals, 2 assists, 6 points. Drop had 5 assists. Hubs had 1 goal, 2 assists.
Yeah, looks like
over 3 points.
Yeah, it looks like that 4 line just overpowered them with CK, Hubs, and Teddy up front. I honestly think that Hornbrus was switching people in and out and giving them chances to play, because if I'm just quickly look over at game 3 stats, Drop was not in game 3. They had sorry people. they had CK, Hornbrus, Huzz, Tomb, and Teddy. So I think they were getting Tom some games in.
Why would you do that? The kid's shit.
To rotate people in and give everyone a chance to play hockey.
Like I said before, and in the past, before the season even started, the kid doesn't even deserve to be in the league. Anyways, do you have anything else to say on that series, or are we moving on to predictions?
Okay, let's move on to predictions here.
Alright, so, we're only going to be covering Thursday because no games in the AHL on Sundays. The first series we have on Thursday is the winning guys, which is Jason Blaze taking on the Puppy Monkey Babies. And after seeing Blaze and the way his team played, I don't know about the series anymore.
I'm going to say the Puppy Monkey Babies are going to win the series. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be just like the last year, so we went 2 games. And
we got blown out. I'm going to stick with Jason Blaze and the winning guys. I think they're going to have a bounce back series here, and they're going to win 2 out of 3. The one they lose will go into overtime, though. They'll all be close games, too. So. The next series we got is the Protein Farts facing the Department of Justice. So it's Homebrews versus Marine Mike, and Marine Mike is still suspended.
Yes, he's suspended until the end of next week, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it 25th?
I would like to say...
Where is the 25th? Anyways,
it could be the 25th, but
what's your prediction on this series?
This is going to be a tough series. If the offense of Dangles and Young Christian are able to come out and put a show on, then I'm going to have to give it to them. But right now, I'm leaning towards the Protein Fart as my favorite. This is going to be a close battle series, and I think this is going to be the series of the week in the AHL.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Protein Farts obviously just tearing it up in the AHL. Department of Justice coming off 2 huge sweeps off Jason Blaze. So it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be a really close series. I would not be surprised if we see at least 1 or 2 games go into overtime here. But I'm going to have to give this one 2-1 to Protein Parts. So that basically wraps up the AHL portion. So we can now move on to the MHL. So we're going to go on to Sunday. We're going to start off at Sunday series. So on Sunday, we had the Houston Texans taking on Air Force One. And this is how the series went. Game one went to overtime with East Infections taking it 7-6. Game two, the East Infections took it 9-2. And then game three, the East Infections completing the series sweep, taking it 11-3. Yet you're in the series. What wrong there?
Well, game one went out good. We were able to keep up with the Eastern Factions goal for goal. Actually, we were leading that game at one point, but there was a little issue, and with one mistake on this team, you cannot make a mistake against this team. Like, and that's what happened. All in all, it was a good series. I want to give a shout out to Burger Bert for coming up and playing. if you did a good job in game one and the rest of the series.
Yeah, well, East Infection is definitely one of the tough teams in the league, especially after that trade that they made for NJ Ski.
Yeah.
I still don't know why Cracker would trade NJ for Bullet. That was kind of a stupid trade. No offense, Cracker. But yeah, I think I predicted, honestly, Yeti, I think I predicted this one to go 2-1 to East Infections. Did not expect the sweep.
Nope. You, Blaze, and fucking Mike all said that we were going to win this series. And right. I was the one that said, and I was the only one that said, this is going to be a tough series for us. I'm going to be realistic, and we're going to lose 2-1.
I don't recall that.
Wrong with it. I was still wrong with the outcome, but I knew we were going to lose. It was going to be a tough series for us.
I do not recall that. Anyway, so that was the only series we had on Sunday. Let's move on to Monday here. Monday, we got Chicks with Sticks, which is myself, taking on the East Infections, which is Luckton, playing back-to-back nights here. The series went Game 1, Chicks with Sticks took it 4-2. Game 2, East Infections took it 6-5. And Game 3, Chicks with Sticks took it in overtime 4-3. Yeti, what are your thoughts? I know you predicted, you think you're the only one to predict that East Infections were going to win.
What I said. And I said this. I said it's going to be hard for you guys to compete up against the offensive lineup of the East Infections. You guys win, and I give you guys credit. You guys played a good fucking series. But yes, I was giving the East Infections this win on this series just because of the newfound offense they have for now with T Spoon and NJ up front, which is fucking scary sometimes.
Can I just say something? Take
Go
away
ahead.
The slot. And they got nothing. Anyways, I'm going to go
that.
I can actually go in more in depth in this on these games. Game one is just a really, really close, tight game all the way to the end. But it's game two that was interesting. Because if you look at game two stats, at one point you'll see that we're down 5-1. And we made that comeback. And then we lost it with like... I think it was like 27 seconds left in the third period. But then also, big shout out to Darkstorm. Came out clutch, scoring that OT winner in game three to get us a series win. Big, that was actually, that's a big series for us. We needed to win that series. We'll get into more into that after when we do predictions. But we're going to move on to the next series. We got Sox Punch All-Star taking on the Sesame Street Pole Dancers, which is Joey Stopa taking on Blue Liner. And again, reminder, Saini did not play. He is not playing for at least another week or so. But this is how the series went. Game one, the Donkey Punch All-Stars took it 3-2. Game two, the Sesame Street Pole Dancers took it 5-2. And in game three, the Donkey Punch All-Stars took it 2-0. Yeti, what are your thoughts on this series?
This is what I kind of predicted from the series. I knew this was going to be a good series coming into it. Both teams are pretty good. And I was kind of hoping, though, that Blue Liner was able to get the win and try to stay up there in the standings and keep his playoff hopes alive. But I know right now he's sitting there panicking. He's got his hand on that panic button just hammering away. I did predict Donkey Punch All-Stars to win this series, even though they weren't going to have Zany. It just proves that it's not just
losing words here.
It just shows how much of a load DeRozier can play by himself, but he didn't even play game one.
What?
DeRozier didn't play, it doesn't look like.
Did he play game two or three?
I'm going down right now.
I'm loading up game stats.
Game three?
He played game three. He did nothing.
He played game three.
He got nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't even have one shot. This series right here definitely helped my team out. in the standings there. Because we all know how tight it is for that last playoff spot.
Yes, it is very tight right now. It's pretty close. Everyone pretty much has a chance still. We already did the standings the other day, but everyone has a chance still, except for Saints team. They're pretty much officially out. Tonight, if my team doesn't win the series, then we're officially out too. All
right, let's move on to the next series here. We got the Barracudas, which is Ice Cream Truck, taking on the Samurais, which is Saint. And guess what?
Saints the faggot.
You want to guess what happened, Yeti?
The faggot got sweat because he's a fag. He also probably didn't put his stats in and probably got suspended. Am I right?
You're exactly right. So Saint did not enter stats on time. As we all know, stats have to be entered by 9 p.m. the next day after the series. Saint failed to do so. He already used all three of his stat extensions, so he has been suspended for one game. So that means he'll be missing his game on Thursday against the Donkey Punch All-Stars.
So all you captains out there, you gotta make sure if he does the stats. Because if he doesn't, third strike, he's going to like it, and neither is that team.
So since we can't really talk about the series because there's no stats in entered by Saint. So, but
all we know is that
Ice Cream Truck swept.
And that's kind of what I predicted. That's exactly what I predicted, plus my little rant and all that. excuse me. But yeah, the Ice Cream Truck team walked in here with the score to settle last week. And it shows it. They came out here with all arms and everything swinging.
Yeah. So that pretty much does it for the results. We can go on to predictions for Wednesday and Thursday. We only got one series tonight, and that is the Sesame Street Pole Dancers versus Hair Force One. Like you said, Yeti, big series for you guys. If you guys lose, you guys are eliminated from playoff contention, which literally brings it down to Blue and myself fighting for the last playoff spot. Donkey Punch All-Stars manage to go on a slump and lose every single game for the rest of the season, they get eliminated.
Actually, I think pretty sure this is a must-win series for both teams, my team and Blue's team.
So either way, someone's getting eliminated from playoff contention tonight. can't wait to watch this stream.
I got to double check. I'm double checking because I could be wrong. They might still have a little bit of a band.
I think Blue has 28 points.
Yes, and they need a. Okay, so they need either they could lose this series with one, but they also definitely need to sweep the next two. So
and next two
they
still
have a slight.
The next two they face myself and they play Saint.
So there's one sweep, maybe
so,
two. There's five wins right there.
Wow. Okay. So do you want to predict anything for your series or do I just have to do the prediction?
You start off your predictions and I'll say whatever I feel saying about the series.
I honestly think that you guys are going to lose. It's going to be close games, though, for sure. It's not going to be nothing like the East Infection games that you guys had where it was 11-3. But it's going to be all close games, but I'm going to have to give this one to Blue Liner 2-1. I think him, Viklev, and either Eichel or whatever, whoever he uses to step up here and get them the win.
Yeah, well, I can't really say what the series is going to be like, per se. I can tell you what I hope it's going to be like. I hope it's going to be like game one of the East Infections, where we have our offense clicking. Other than that, I just hope it's going to be a close game. A close game to our the full dance. Beat us last time we played them, and they actually it was pretty bad too. So hopefully we can shake that off and come out here strong and come off the series win, because you know what, it would be nice to come out with the series win here and try to keep our playoff hopes alive.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a
at least I could say I was not officially eliminated before Saint. Boom. Was that sale to all of you shitty white samurais? I thought you're also good.
Anyways, so that's going to be definitely a fun series to watch. If you guys are listening, go in the chat room around 10 o'clock and Thug or Blue Liner will be streaming the series and you'll be able to watch it there. If you guys want to watch it in a party with me, feel free to jump on in. I'll be watching all three games. Moving on to Thursday series, we've got the East Infections taking on the Blue Bear Cudas. So that's Luck Tin versus Ice Cream Truck. And this is going to be one hell of a series, I think. I don't know who's going to win. I'm going to have to give this one to the Blue Bear Cudas because I think their defense is going to be able to shut down the forward line of SPDR, Teaspoon, and NJ Ski. What do you say, Eddie?
I agree. I think that these Infections are going to come out here and they're trying to gain some more ground here and separate themselves from the rest of the people trying to gain, well, behind them, the pack behind them. It's going to be a tough series for both teams, but I'm gonna be interested to see the outcome of the series. So this is probably the series of the week in the MHL.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it is, hands down.
Yeah. Looking back at the other series, the series is gonna be one of the best series. So moving on to the next series, the last series we have to predict. Oh, it's not really a prediction. It's the Donkey Punch All-Stars taking on...
They're going to get the sweep.
Can I finish saying who they're facing first before you can predict?
Because no one cares. No one cares who they're playing. Because they all care that they're going to get the sweep. And they're going to get the sweep. They all know that. As soon as you say the name.
So,
cut, sweep.
It's the Donkey Punch All-Stars taking on the Shitty Wook Samurais. Now you can predict your series. Jesus Christ.
They so shitty... They so shitty, Wook. Yeah, the Donkey Punch All-Stars are fucking crush them. Crush them. I know Joso is...
I feel like as a joke right now, I'm just saying Saint and the... Or the Shitty Book Samurai is so sweet without Saint. But, nah. Donkey Punch All-Stars, gonna sweep for sure. There's nothing really else to be said.
And Joso is going to be coming back from suspension, so I know he's going to be coming out here. All cylinders are going.
Yeah.
So he wants to make those Buffalo citizens proud. I can't say Buffalonians or whatever.
So that pretty much does it for the predictions. Was there anything else?
Alright, so keep an eye out. The MAHL All-Star Game is coming soon. The results have been posted on the website. Go check. Go look at it. There's also a poll if you agree with it and which area don't you agree with. So fill that out. Also, keep an eye out. Moose Magazine. This edition should be coming out soon. If not, it's already out. So keep an eye on the front page for that. I know the guys have been working hard on it. There's some exciting content there. And, other than that, people submit their top 10s. We want them all in. If they're not in by Friday at, midnight, then...
11:59 Eastern.
Yeah, if they're not here by 11:59 p.m., Friday night, then you don't get to have them in. So, anything else you could think of?
We showed up to Boost Magazine. Yeah.
We did.
That's pretty much it.
Shout out to Blue Liner, Vic, Bar Down, Blaze. You know, you all know why you're getting shout outs. Shout out to AC, and, shout out to you, Fallen, for stepping up with the MSO. So if I say any more shout outs, then oh my god, I'm gonna lose my voice, as Vic says.
Well, you forgot to shout out to yourself too for stepping up too.
I don't even shout out myself.
Yeah, you do.
Nah.
Come on. I
just do what I gotta do to help this through, you know?
Oh, I'm going to give Yeti a shout-out for definitely helping out with the waivers down there, showing up to every single radio show. I think this guy's going to get the host of the year. Now,
yes, I am the backbone
of the radio. Before we end off, I just want to see one thing fast. Where is it? Yes, I am still winning with 9 votes.
I only put it so you could vote up to 7, I'm pretty sure.
So you could only vote, what?
I think I only put you could only vote for a week on it. I think that was the limit I put it on it. You might be able to still vote, but who cares?
So I won?
Anyway.
I won?
You yes. might have, yeah.
Do I get a trophy?
Nope.
Damn it. Anyway, so that's pretty much going to wrap up the show. Yeti, I know you want to say any last words.
Fuck you, Saint. You're a faggot. What'd you get for not putting your stats in, you little bitch? Have fun sitting right in the pine. That's where you belong. You don't even belong in this fucking league, I think. You're such a fucking greasy faggot. Everyone else out there, don't follow Saint's footsteps, because I'll call you a greedy little faggot and say exactly everything I said there. Other than that, keep your sticks on the ice. Keep it clean, boys, girls, and let's have some fun.
I think we should suspend you for $5,000 and 1-game suspension for using the word faggot.
This isn't the NHL, and if you do not realize that, this is no content restriction for me. And Blaze, thank you. Have a nice day.
Anyways, guys, Just want to give a shout out to my team who played extremely well for only playing one series for the past 2 weeks. So shout out to the Chicks with Sticks. Shout out to everyone else who's listening to the show.
And I forgot one more shout out. The one shout out that I always say, and I forgot so far, and I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, bro. Shout out to Zebra Tango, man. Leave that back end. Keep that back end strong.
Anyways, guys, this is Fallen. Yeti signing out on another great radio show. We'll catch you guys Sunday. Peace.
Kills. I toast this for the team. Way to bring another round, please. Bring that motherfucker back. A couple more, they like, get out, please. Cause y'all know how to act. And I don't give a fuck, can I live? Cause we be doing too much shit. Just a couple of kids from east side of the 216. Bumming a dollar in a dream, real shit. Every day I wake up, higher than the night before. Blacking out every night on tour. 5 a.m. we jumping in the pool and I draw till the cops come. Run, run, fuck the law. And I was born to be wild. Sex, rock and roll, and weed pound. Running from the oldest scene now. Following my steps, then you walk in the green mouth. Cause trees in my pockets like my denim's a greenhouse. Leave my team town. Tell me what's my age again? How many hours till I raise again? This is the story of a young boy in the page we in. Say that he off, chase the fame again. And there he goes, almost famous, bitch. Yeah, kill. In all those places, I be half naked and almost famous. And when I get out, I ain't changing. Cut the world lace up, pills. Yeah, come race with the machine, bitch. EST the team, bitch. Never got a college degree, too busy raising hell like it was fighting the 13, bitch. Fuck clothes and fuck holes. $100 worth of munchies, truck loads. 89 cents slushy in the cup hole. Don't know where I'm going, but we gone. What's home? Maybe I'll just map quest my dream. And it'll say the address is me. So what I really wanted all along to camouflage the deed. I've been a pro, I just lost the lead. California dream, while we sit in the front of the Cleveland weatherman. Wishing for heat, I guess I need to see the Leatherman. I just wanna be young forever, man. Roll a Peter Pan, light it up and let the Neverland. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
like talking to strangers. So get the fuck off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go anxious. Say fuck y'all to all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous. But I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my anger. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This shit is lovely. This shit ain't random, I didn't get lucky. Made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Ooh, I don't need a hand to hold. Even when the night is cold, I got that fire in my soul.
Welcome to my house. I can't last if I'm smoking on a crack pipe. And I won't be a product of my genre. My mind will always be stronger than...
You know, if I say something, I mean it. These things happen. Yeah.
If I ever said I'm never scared, you know I mean it. If I ever said I fuck your bitch, just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know I mean it. And oh Lord knows, he knows I mean it.
Yeah.
You know I mean it. You know I mean it.
Say that shit and I mean it. She calls me, I screen it. I'm only fucking if it's convenient. You lie on pussy, that's weak shit. We pass pussy round, that's G shit. But you ain't fam, so what is this we shit? You cuff yours and unleash it. Listen, I'm telling you, it's my world. I does what I wish to. If you're mad, well, too bad. Sounds like a personal issue. I walk in, they all stare like, who the fuck is this dude? Kick's game is just rude. Don't get jujitsu'd. Tunnel visions, I get ahead. Stay solid, I never fled. My haters feel like I'm better dead, but I'm quite alive, getting bread instead. With a better girl, with a better face, I'm in a better place, getting better head. I just wanna stay broke forever. Yeah, that's that shit no one ever said.
Never scared. You know I mean it. If I ever said I fuck your bitch, just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know.
Gerald, I'm sincere. This year I'm in here, I'll spell it out to make things clear. And meanwhile your end's near, I've got a lane and I'm in gear. You people wonder who's next up, that conversation really ends here. You rappers just talk a bunch, stress me out, I chop a Dutch. Weak rappers trying to bite the sound, but my style is a lot to munch. And I'm more like whiskey neat, and you're more like vodka punch. G's dope, it might blow up, think I know, I've got a hunch. On my side it's thoughts in it, you try to stump it, it's all rented. But you're dope, you got a bad chick, yeah cool bro, we all get it. She wears a ring, can't do without it. You really think she stays true, I doubt it. Cause I'm fucking your girlfriend and there's nothing
if
you
I
can
ever
do about
said
it.
I'm never scared. You know I mean it. If I ever said I fuck your bitch, just know I mean it. And if I ever said I'm getting money, just know.
Code means rewind, the gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind.
Yeah. Way, way, way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies, got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They're trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got girls in real life trying to fuck up my day. Fuck going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real shit popping with my family too. I got niggas that can never leave Canada too. I got two mortgages, 30 million in total. I got niggas that'll still try fucking me over. I got rap niggas that I gotta act like I like.
But my acting days are over, fuck them niggas for life, yeah. I got enemies, got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Trying to take away from a nigga. Fucking with the kid and pray for your nigga. I got people talking down, man, like I give a fuck. I bought this one a purse, I bought this one a truck. I bought this one a house, I bought this one a mall. I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. I got bitches asking me about the code for the Wi-Fi, so they could talk about the timeline and show me pictures of their friends, just to tell me they ain't really friends. Ex-girl, she the female version of me. I got strippers in my life, but they virgins to me. I hear everybody talking about what they gon' be. I got high hopes for you niggas, we gon' see. I got money in the courts till all my niggas are free. About to call your ass a Uber, I got somewhere to be. I hear fairy tales about how they gon' run up on me. Well, run up when you see me, then we gon' see. I got enemies, got a lot of